Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
I am thankful that I didn't spend the day inside watching the Bears yesterday. How about you?
Yeah, no, I also did not watch the Bears yesterday.
Good decision.
I was getting ready to watch the Tony Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of an unusually painful evening because what they did was they split up the broadcast this year. They did the first 2 hours on Paramount Plus on the streaming service. So I had to get. I actually thought of you as I was trying to get my Paramount Plus all set up.
So wait a minute, the whole thing wasn't on CBS?
No, the second 2 hours were on CBS.
Huh.
So I get my. I was like my dad when VCRs came out, and the light just flashed 12 over and over and over again, trying to get the Paramount Plus set up. But I did. And watched it, and it was fine because the second 2 hours, this was supposed to end at 8 o'clock. It ended 10 minutes early, so on Paramount Plus. So there was something on the screen saying it's going to move over to CBS at 8 o'clock. So I thought, oh great, I have time to get a bite to eat, and I just run over to CBS. I go over to CBS at 8 o'clock. And Big Brother is on.
Oh, because they were late because of football,
they
right?
They were running late. They were running 54 minutes late for football. So, I wasn't sure when they were going to break in with the Tonys. So I was forced to watch Big Brother for 54 minutes.
How is that?
Painful. That was. I think I would have rather watched the Bears game than 54 minutes of Big Brother. But the Tony Awards did get on. They got some of the... not the lesser awards, but not the major awards of the night. Those were for the CBS portion of the broadcast, and they did a lot of performances on the CBS portion of the broadcast. But the headline of the night was that Moulin Rouge, the musical, was the big winner. It won 10 awards, more than double any other show of the night. It won Best Musical, and The Inheritance won 4 awards. That was named Best Play. And Soldier's Play won 3 Tony Awards last night, and that was named Best Revival of a Play last night. Really, the big story coming out of any Tony Awards are the amazing performances, both the current shows that are nominated, but this year they also went back and saluted some of the classic shows. Here's a little montage of that.
Put your head, jump out of bed. Cause we're turning off the light. It's time to awaken. Wait, we start a bacon. Broadway's back tonight. All time. Wait till the party's over. All time. We're in for nasty weather. There's got to be a way. Burning down the house.
Like a comet in the morning as it passes.
Those are the original stars of Rent, Adam Pascal and Anthony Rapp, doing their song Living in America. We had Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel in there doing their song from Wicked. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, the Motown musical was part of that. David Byrne's Utopia and Burning Down the House in there as well. There were so many great performances. I would encourage you to check out some of those last night. A little Chicago connection to the Tonys last night. Diablo Cody won a Tony Award last night for writing the American, the Alanis Morissette musical, Jagged Little Edge. She's from suburban Lamont, and she now has an Oscar and a Tony Award for her writings.
And how about Lois Smith at age 90 winning a Tony?
Yeah, very nice. Very, very nice. It was. I enjoyed the evening. It was. I think it was well put together. You know, this was a Tony Award show 2 years in the making since Broadway shut down last year. They did not have a Tony Awards then. So, you know, they had to figure out a way to do this so it was safe and honor shows. They had a very specific time frame in which shows had to have been running to give voters enough time to have seen the shows while they were still open. Many of the shows that were nominated now are closed. One of the shows called Slave Play went into the night with 12 nominations. It was expected to win many awards last night and went home empty-handed. A huge, huge snub for Slave Play.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, anyone go to the movies this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of people went, but they did not go to see Dear Evan Hansen. For some reason, this it just didn't connect with people. It didn't connect with some of the critics. I liked it better than most of the critics did. And thought that it had its moments, but for the most part, did not get great reviews nationally. It did not do very well box office-wise. Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, third week as the number one movie in America. It is now the most successful movie of 2021.
And the Stones kicked off the big tour in St. Louis, didn't they?
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal that they not only kicked off their tour, but it's their first tour. This was last night at the America's Center in St. Louis. It not only marked the return of their No Filter tour, but more significantly marked the first time that they're playing without their longtime drummer Charlie Watts, who passed away recently. But it, by all accounts, it was a great show. All the reviews that I've read of it, they you know, do all of their hits. They started the show with a tribute to Charlie Watts, who gave his blessing to the band to continue performing. At the time when they announced that the tour was going to continue, he was just hospitalized and said he completely gives you know, his blessing for the band to continue on. So they did a really nice tribute to them at the end of the show as Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood are taking their final bow. An image of Charlie Watts comes up on the screen as well, and also says goodnight to the audience. So they are headed to Austin, Texas right now, not coming to Chicago this time. The way this tour and many of the other big tours are working, they are continuing tours that were postponed and canceled during the pandemic. They want to finish those up, then they'll start over again with cities that they haven't hit in a while.
And no James Bond this year either, right?
Well, we're going to get the movie you know, pretty soon, at the beginning of in a couple of weeks. No Time to Die is going to come out, and that's when we say goodbye to Daniel Craig. But the producer of the series says we're not going to learn who the new James Bond is going to be. They're not going to divulge that, you know, at the end of this movie. There might be some hints, but it's not going to be 100% announced until 2022. We're going to have to wait to get the new information for James Bond fans.
And this company has an interesting program debuting tonight on News Nation, Dan Abrams Live. And it's and you don't get many shows that are promoted this way. Viewers make up their own minds after listening to what Dan Abrams has to say.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to, you know, see what he's what he's got in store. Dan Abrams, who you know from ABC and from a variety of national shows, joins our national cable channel, News Nation, with a new show that will be at 7 o'clock tonight, Chicago time. So we're going to look forward to that. I've been hoping to run into him in the hallways here.
You will.
Because they're all, they're broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I'm just, sorry that the, Bozo's still not on, or Garfield Goose, or some of the kids' shows, because I would pay money to see Dan Abrams and Bozo talking in the hallway.
Well, he's quite the legal eagle, so if you've got a parking ticket or something, just give it to Dan to take care of it.
Right. Bozo did have some litigation when someone once tripped over one of his giant shoes.
I'm sure Dan knows all about that.
Yeah.
And I wrote this down. I wanted to give you my review, because we finished Nine Perfect Strangers, the Nicole Kidman show last night, and here's my review. Manipulative, stupid, too long, makes no sense.
Ow. Ouch.
Oh, wait, you know what? Pardon me. That was my review of the Bears game. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dean.
I was wondering, because you were praising it last week. I was wow.
Actually, you know what?
Something. Bob got some bad chili or something.
No, to be honest with you, we watched that, Nicole. I think there are 8 episodes or something. And, the first couple were okay. But then at the end, I thought, well, they could have done this in like 1 hour and it would have been entertaining. It was, at the end, it was like, I didn't really love it.
All right, already.
Thank you.
There's too much stuff to watch. There is too much stuff to watch.
Yeah, I know. And, the bar said hi. It all started with the Tiger King.
Wow.
Talk to you tomorrow.